to all of you in Radioland, Ray Bonneville. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Rick. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here.
Oh, it's really nice to be here.
You've been spending some time in the hills of Woodstock, have you?
I have, man. I'm looking around to see about a... I kind of think I'd like to kind of come around here and maybe live, so...
Yeah?
That's cool. Yeah, I've been looking around and, it's kind of pricey around here, but... I'm going to have to try to find a finesse the situation.
I totally understand, and most of us who live in the area understand what you mean.
But sure.
We'd love to have you as our neighbor, and we find ways to make things work.
You so, do, huh?
Yeah.
That's good news.
We can definitely get you living here and support you musically, and, you know, you can always come and visit us and spin tunes and hang out.
Wow, I didn't realize I'd come to the radio station and have somebody pay my rent and everything.
See, we'll take care of all of that. Well, you know, at least we'll try. Or we'll do a rent party show with Ray Bonneville. Ray Bonneville, where do you live?
I'm a kind of a mixed up guy because I live in Austin, Texas, and I live in Canada. I am a Canadian.
Mm, yeah.
I was born and raised in Canada. Well, partially raised in Canada, and the rest was in Boston, the Boston area. So these days I hang my hat in Austin and wintertime and Canada in the summertime. You might say I'm a Canada goose.
Well, speaking of Canada, you won 2 Juno Awards in Canada, which is a nationwide recognition of their artistic endeavors that people do. And, well, how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel great about it. Actually, I've only won 1 Juno, but I was nominated 3 times. But Juno, for folks who don't know, is a Canadian Grammy. And it's a nice thing to have. I gave it to my mom. She put it on her piano and looked at it every day, and that made me happy.
Well, that's a good place for it.
Yeah.
I would probably do the same. Hi, Mom. She's probably listening out there.
Yeah, let's say hi to her.
Yeah, hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Ray Bonneville says hello. Ray, what brings you most pleasure when you're not playing guitar?
Playing guitar at home.
No.
I like to fly fish. I like to listen to good music. Simple.
Do you tie your own flies?
I do not.
No?
No.
Where do you get them?
I get them, you know. I go into a town and I'll go to the fly shop and
that's cool.
And I'll ask them what's going on in the river, you know, or have friends who tie and they'll slip me a couple on the river and I'll keep them.
Well, trout season just started here in upstate New York. Have you gone fly fishing up here?
Not yet. I have fly fished. In this area before, but it was a pretty long time ago.
Huh.
Yeah, and I took a little ride over to Roscoe the other day.
Oh, cool.
They got some nice rivers over there. Yeah. And I was amazed at how much water there is around here, how much poetic water, beautiful rivers, and it just really speaks to me, you know?
Yeah, me too. And I've always, since I've lived in the area, had a river parked in front of my house or in the back
you're lucky.
Of my house. And
you're
it's
lucky.
Kind of prerequisite for me for
yeah,
living.
Yeah, you look outside and there it is.
Mm-hmm. Although I actually live near a creek, which is the size of a river, but still...
it's a mini river.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep getting corrected every time I say, go hang out by the river. No, it's a creek.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how does a river becomes a river by being a creek?
There you go.
So it's a young river.
So you have a knack of songwriting. I am a fan of yours and have been for a bunch of years. You put out a bunch of albums in your career, and they keep coming out. You never find the bottom of the well and scrape the bottom. You always seem to have the cream on top and write some really great songs.
Well, thank you, Rick. Appreciate that.
Well, they hit me in a way that a lot of songs don't. From way back, like Tiptoe Spider, to what we just heard, Lucky Moon or On the Blind Side, mm-hmm. from the most recent album. We've been playing those songs heavily.
Oh, and great.
Well, they're great tunes. Not only rhythmically do they move along in a particular way, but they have a flow with the lyrics and the melody and the harmony all mix up together perfectly in your songs. And you like to keep your own rhythm.
Yes, I do. I might have been a drummer in another life. I just really like simple, simple as I can get it. And right now I've got a piece of wood on the floor and a little microphone on it, and I'm going to tap on that.
Yeah, and that gives you your rhythm along with the percussive playing of your right hand and the picking of your left hand. It's always a treasure to see Ray Bonneville live, and he's right here in the studios of 98.1 KZE. And Ray, would you play us a tune?
Yeah,
what do you got in mind?
A song. This song, I recorded it twice because it changed on me. And I want to tell the folks, by the way, I'm going to be in Phoenicia, New York, Saturday night, the 11th.
Can't wait.
At the Playhouse up there. So this is called Two Bends in a Road, and it's a song about losing sight of somebody you love. And it goes like this. In a row between you and I, a new wind started blowing, took me by surprise. I asked the passerby, am I going the right way? I got something in my eye, I can't see clear today. The butterfly in the wind don't know how fragile his wings are. He don't know love is a lot like him now. Fragile just like him. If I was standing up on higher ground, waving my hands, calling all around, would you hear me? Would you say my name? As two bends between us on this road today. The butterfly in the wind don't know how fragile his wings are. He don't know love is a lot like him. Like him. I would tell you if you really want. just that I never needed anybody so. No, I never needed anybody so. The butterfly in the wind don't know how fragile his wings are. He don't know love is a lot like him now. Fragile just like him.
KZE live in the studio with Ray Bonneville. What a treat. Ray, have you been recording anything lately?
I have. I got a new one in the can. For folks out there, that means it's done.
Woo!
It's not mixed yet. You know, mixing is where you put everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you put little fine hairs on everything and make it just right. And so,
done writing it, fidgeting
with it, and coming into the studio and go, oh, I got to change this word, or I got to fix this or fix that, you know.
Do you labor over lyrics? I mean, do they come naturally, or do you sit and go over each line and make sure they're...
Well, you know, I live with them. Let's put it this way. I sleep with them, wake up with them, and... You know, I fuss with them in my head, and I'm going down the road, and I gotta pull over and fix something. You know, like write it down, because if you don't write it down, man, it's gone.
It's kind of interesting because painters will work on something, and then they'll change something, and they'll change something again, and they'll keep working on something until they finally say, "I'm done."
Yeah, at some point you're done, and if you're not done, you know, you're gonna go too far with it. So
you just turn the beautiful painting into something brown.
Something brown, yeah, that's well put. But you know, like I will, you know, if I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel like I need to change something or I get an idea, I've got to turn the light on and write it down, or it will just will escape.
Do you have that phone technology that you can address your phone and say, hey, put this in notes?
Actually, I don't do that. I kind of write it down.
Okay.
But you just gave me an idea. Better. Maybe I'm going to do that now.
Because I've been in the car, and some inspiration will come. And then you have to find a pen. You have to find something to write on, like a CD booklet or something.
Yeah.
And then you scratch it all down. It's all going downhill because you're writing and driving, and you either lose the thought or it ends up as scribble and you can't read it. So I've actually discovered that. I can call my phone by its girly name, and it'll wake up and be, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, and just put it in a note.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So I don't have to worry about writing and driving anymore, which I hear is just as bad as driving.
Yeah, I mean...
And drinking.
There is the notes thing in the phone that you can just talk to it, and you don't have to take your eye off the road. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we'll expand our technology horizons as we keep aging.
Correct.
Ray.
Yeah.
You're playing in Phoenicia, part of the Flying Cat Music Series.
Yes, I am.
This is a gig that I could walk to, so I'm really looking forward to that. Phoenicia's my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the Flying Cat series and everything they do. They bring some great music in there. I saw you as part of the Flying Cat series maybe like two and a half years ago. You played in the church.
That's right.
Now you moved up to the theater a couple of doors down.
Yeah.
but it's still on the same street, Church Street in Phoenicia. And, well, we're super happy that you're going to be gracing our neighborhood and the valley with your notes and lyrics and music. So what else do you have in store besides this gig on April 11th in
Phoenicia? I'm going to poke around here for a little bit and maybe wet a line in some of these rivers. And,
oh, cool.
And then I'm going to go up to Canada probably in early May, and I got a little spot up there on Lake Superior, which is just northwest of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, which is across the river, across the international bridge from Sault Ste. Marie on Michigan. Yeah.
How cold is it there in the winter?
I don't know. I don't spend the winter there. Like, I'm like a Canada goose.
Yeah.
I get out of there like in late October or mid-October.
And everything I hear that Canada in its summer period, whether it's 2 or 3 weeks, is amazing.
It's a pretty nice country. It's good. Yeah. That lake, you know, that Lake Superior is pretty magical. It's really a wonderful spot. I mean, you can look right down into it and see the bottom just as clear as a bell, and you see the fish down there. And I got a little boat, you know, and I go out and catch a few fish. And
cool.
Besides the fly fishing I do on the rivers, I like to go out and because it brings me back to my childhood when I used to fish with my Uncle Red. My Uncle Red used to take us boys fishing, and girls too, and on the Ottawa River in a little town called Aylmer. Brings me back there.
Wow. Once upon a time, before you were a musician, you also flew a lot of planes. Do you still fly?
I don't fly anymore. Actually, I was a musician a long time before I flew an airplane. In my late 20s, I started flying airplanes. And I fell in love with it. And so I had two careers going. And, you know, like when I lived in New Orleans, I was a flight instructor at the Lakefront Airport.
Wow.
And at night I'd be, you know, you'd find me at Tipitina's or at the Maple Leaf Bar. And but, you know, I wound up in the early 90s. The very early 90s. I wound up flying a bush plane up in northern Quebec.
Wow.
And I scared myself so bad that I finished out the season and I hung it up. It was gonna get me, you know, because I was too cocky. I was overly confident and pushed the weather. Yeah, I was landing on water.
Yeah, wow.
It was wonderful. It was a really wonderful job. I mean, I can't take anything away from it. It was really great. But, and that's when I took an apartment in Montreal and started writing songs. I was done with that affair.
Yeah, I see. Wow. Well, you feel like playing another tune?
I do, man.
What do you got in mind?
This is a song that I wrote one time in a hotel room in Memphis. I was making this record on the Blind Side with my friend and producer, Will Sexton. Mm. Will is a few folks, you may know of him, but you may not, too. He's just a great, great human being, a great guitar player, a great bass player. I mean, I love his bass playing.
Yeah,
he was on that song just now that you played, Lucky Moon. Oh. He's playing that extremely melodic bass.
Yeah.
You know, when I play with bass players, I have to worry that they're going to step on my thumb because my thumb is already playing the bass. And so Will, he plays this, he's just got this way to play this melodic bass lines that don't go near my thumb. So I fell in love with that playing. But this is a song called Oh, the Night is Long. And it's got a little bit of upstateness to it even.
All right.
In the second verse.
Is this on an album?
Yeah, it's on the Blind Side. Charlene goes to bed at dawn. She had a man, but he up and gone. She puts on a dress he said he liked. Checks herself under the light. Oh, the night is long, so long. Who's gonna love you when the sun goes down? Oh, the night is long. Cousin Jean done time upstate, had etched a mean look on his face. He never could get no sleep in there, desperation everywhere. Oh, the night is long, so long. Who's gonna love you when the sun goes down? Oh, the night is long. Saturday, I found an old lamp on the way. I turned it down far as it would go. I thought I saw you in the glow. Oh, the night is long, so long. Who's gonna love you when the sun goes down? Oh, the night is long. Who's gonna love you when the sun goes down? Oh, the night is long.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, live in the studio with Ray Bonneville. And Ray, Saturday, April 11th, Flying Cat Music Series, Phoenicia Playhouse. How can folks follow you online?
I have a website called raybonneville.com, and it's got some... You know, it's got where I'm playing. It's got some. I've written some stories that are on there. It's under the heading of looking for minnows, and that comes from looking for minnows with my Uncle Red before we'd go fishing in Aylmer. And I just like the image of that. And you know, we used to get minnows in these little muddy little creeks that ran through the farmer's fields, and my uncle would have a net, you know, like a net stretched out, and he'd put it in the water, and then us kids would come down on both sides banging the water with sticks, and all the minnows would wind up over his net, and we'd yank it out of there, and we'd put it in the pail. It was great.
Yep. Well, what are you most looking forward to for the rest of 2026?
Oh, I'm looking forward to staying alive. I'm looking forward to...
The song by the Bee Gees? I mean...
Oh, I didn't know there was a song. Oh, yeah. No, is that staying alive or keeping alive?
Staying alive.
Staying alive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, those guys were such hit makers, weren't they?
Yeah.
I really...
All right, so you're looking forward to hearing the Bee Gees doing Staying Alive.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to playing music and to, I'm a simple guy. I like simple pleasures. I like to read books. I like to go to good movies and... I like to write. I like to, I like to play the guitar. I like to play the harmonica like I'm doing right now in the rack here.
Nice. What is the title of the forthcoming album? Do you have one?
The new one? I think it's going to be called Love That Never Was. Mm. Mm. I have got like three or four titles in the running, but this one is kind of speaking to me a little louder than the others.
Huh. All right. Sounds good to me. And you want to play one more quickie before you go, or are you songed sure. out?
No, I'm not songed out at all. I'll play you 16 more if you want.
I'd love that. Huh?
Okay, this is a song called Gust of Wind, and I played it last night over there at lovely spot.
You stopped by Colony in Woodstock,
Colony,
and,
yeah.
and graced them with a tune.
It was really fun. There was a lot of really nice players there, and a lot of nice people. And
that's super cool.
Yeah. And this song is from 1999 on my album. Gust of Wind, it's called.
Fear.
98.1 KZE live in the studio with Ray Bonneville. Ray, thank you so much. What a treat. What a treat.
It's been absolutely my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rick. I really...
Yeah, we're looking forward to your appearance in Phoenicia at the Phoenicia Playhouse. This is April 11th. So get tickets and further information, PhoeniciaPlayhouse.org or FlyingCatMusic.com. Check out RayBonneville.com for further information about Ray, his music, and so much more. There's a bunch of stuff for you to dig into and, well, maybe even find some YouTube videos and other things. Ray, all the best to you.
Thank you, Rick.
We look forward to having you in around here sometime in the near future.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.